from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the king as week one arrives. Howard Eskin, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. They have an incredible atmosphere at all their locations and an awesome game day menu. Howard with us here on the Midday Show. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. The weather's nice. Walking around the facility before practice starts. It couldn't be better with the opening game. It's not about Brazil. You know, you can put earrings on a hog and it's still a hog. It's still in Brazil. And they took away. What are you laughing for, Hugh?
I like pork.
He's just picturing it. He's baking with earrings. That's all.
So it's the opening game and it's football. And it's unfortunate for a game like this. If the NFL did anything wrong, Brazil is not the best place to play. That, you know, the organization can spin it all they want. But they took away a home game from the Eagles, and everybody else in the division has an extra home game. More than the Eagles.
Yep.
And that's not fair. That's just not fair. That's not right. But it doesn't matter. The NFL is the largest, most powerful company in the world. So we live with it and just enjoy the football game.
Well, that we will, Howard, and it should be a good one on Friday night. All right, Howard, let's talk about the game itself, and then we'll get more to the big stuff with the season and how good this Eagles team is going to be. But, Howard, Friday night in Brazil against the Packers, the Eagles are currently a 3-point favorite, total on the game 48.5. Howard, what kind of game are you expecting on Friday? Do you think this is going to be fireworks, or is it going to be the kind of thing where the Eagles try to shorten the game, maybe keep their defense off the field, use Saquon more? Like, what kind of game are you thinking about Friday?
See, I think when you try to shorten the game, that means you run the football. And you have Saquon Barkley, and that's all well and good. And he's going to catch a lot of passes this year is the way I look at it. That's why they paid him what they paid him. But if you shorten the game, that means you score less points. I think against Green Bay, you're going to have to score points. I think the defense, as a matter of fact, I know the Eagles' defense is going to be better this year. But you've got to score points. You're not going to win in the NFL. How many 17-13 games are you going to win? How many 21-17 games are you going to win? You're just not going to win those. You know, when you shorten a game, you take yourself away from doing what's the best part of this football team? It's the offense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're taking yourself away from using the best part of your team to get ahead on this team and you just bury them. I mean, it's any team. But you got to get ahead and force them to do things they may not want to do. Now, the fact that they got Josh Jacobs, I guess, makes it maybe it'll be a little bit more of a running team. I'm not sure. But it's just whatever the case may be. You got to score points. So I don't want to see him short the game. The game will be over when the game's over. You still play 60 minutes. But you're going to have to score. I think you have to score at least 27 points to win this game. And you're not going to do that, I don't think, shortening the game, unless you get 3 or 4 turnovers. You can't always count on that.
Given what we know about this defense, or should I say what we don't know about this defense, do you think that they're going to try to come after Jordan Love, or they're going to play a little bit conservative?
I think they're coming after him. That's just the way the mentality of Vic Fangio is. I think they're going to go after him. Now, are they going to blitz 50% of the time? I don't know. But you're going to see players come from all over the place And that's what they that's what he tries to do. He tries to disguise it enough that the quarterback doesn't know where they're coming from, whether it's a corner, whether it's a safety, whether it's a nickel guy, whether it's a linebacker. He's going to have them coming from all over the place. I think they're going to go after him because that's the way you win games. You put pressure on the quarterback. So you have to play. I think you have to play that way, and especially in this game, but in the NFL. He's a good quarterback, and I don't see any reason that he would regress. I put him above Brock Purdy because I think Purdy's been lucky because his defense has always put him in good field positions. But this guy, if you base it on, you know, the growth he's had, you're going to have to put pressure on him. So I think they're going to put pressure on him. Yes.
Howard, what's your biggest question with the team this season? Like the biggest thing that you're wondering and you need a positive answer to if they're going to be really good?
Well, the defense has got to be better, but I think it's going to, I just can't see why it can't be as bad as last year, especially at the end of the year. I think the defense has to be better. There's one position on the offensive line you worry about because he's been hurt. And it's just, you know, the left guard.
Right guard, Becton.
The right guard.
Yep.
Yeah, the right guard. So that's, if there's a question, it's that part of the offensive line. And I think the question on the defense is, how much better are they going to be? They're going to be a little better. They're going to be a lot better. They will play probably more aggressively. So my question is probably that one spot on the offensive line and how good is this defense going to be? I don't worry about their secondary. I think they're clearly better in the secondary, especially with Rodgers. According to the depth chart, Rodgers is a starter. So, which I like this guy all along. He's so quick and he's so good, and they have some smart people at the defensive back position. So, it's how good are they going to be? That's my question. It's not a question. Well, are they going to be any good? I think they will be good, but it's how good are they going to be? And I question the one spot on the offensive line.
Howard, I'm wondering how much different the offense is going to look. It should be better. It should be more efficient. Hopefully, Jalen doesn't turn the football over as much. But, Howard, in the past few years, we've seen Jalen likes to throw the ball down the field. They like to bomb it up to AJ and Devontae. But with the questions about, you know, protecting him against the blitz and taking sacks, do you think we're going to see the ball out of Jalen's hands quicker, a shorter, more intermediate passing game? How do you think it's going to look when they start on Friday night?
I don't think you want to take away the long ball because that's what they chicks love, the long ball, even in football. So I don't think you're going to take away the long ball. And you've got players that have speed that can get there and do that. So, and even Dotson's got, I mean, even your third receiver is going to have speed. So I don't think you're going to take that away. You're going to use you're going to use Saquon more as a receiver. Not more than he would as a running back, but I mean more than they have in the past. No, I don't think they're going to take that away. But I will say this about Jalen Hurts, and everybody knows he's going to be better. And I've talked to a couple of the coaches, and you know, what they say in news conferences, you don't always believe because they like to paint a really good picture. But he really has adapted, I don't know if that's the right word, well with the new offensive coordinator, and he's accepted what they've laid out for him, and he's receptive to what they've done. And that's important. If you have a good frame of mind, I mean, he's going to have his ideas on things to do, and that's what I was told, but he's really meshed well. I think he's going to have a good year, but we know he's got to be better than he was last year, and I think he will be. So the way he's worked with the coaches has been really, I think, has been really, really good from what I was told.
All right, Howard, we'll end with this as we look forward to this game on Friday night. We were asking all our guests this week, on the record win prediction. I think you're right. When I asked you about the Phillies, you said 107, and that actually looked like it was maybe on point for a couple months
yeah,
there.
They screwed it up.
They did. That's okay. They're still going to win the division and be in the playoffs. Howard, the Eagles, win prediction from you. How many games they win in this season?
If they beat Green Bay, 12. And if they don't beat Green Bay, obviously 11. But if they beat Green Bay 12, that wins a division. The Cowboys will always find a way to choke. Washington might be the second best team in the division, as pathetic as it is to say. We know the Giants are awful. I think 12 wins with a win against Green Bay. And I think they should beat Green Bay. Green Bay is a good team. It's the first game. Both teams are kind of off with their schedules because you have a full travel day. You really miss a day of practice because they travel all day tomorrow. And then Thursday is the walkthrough because it's the day of it's the day before the game. So I don't know what to look for, but because it's the first game, you practice hard because you've had this extra time off. But I think with a win against Green Bay, which I think they should do, I don't know if they'll cover. I would just watch the game and enjoy it. And if you're going to bet it, you know, the sickies that can't just watch a game. Hey, listen, it's fun to bet, but you can just watch a game and enjoy a win. But I don't know if I lay the number. But I think they're going to win the game. And if they win that game, I think they have 12 wins.
All right, Howard. That's good.
On the record.
On the record from Howard. Howard, we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later. And we'll be listening, of course, with Merrill and Mike Friday night, Eagles and Packers. Thank you, Howard.
Peace.
Okay, I'm going out to get the earrings for the hog. I'll send them to you.
Make sure you get that. When you cut the bacon, cut it thick.
Always. There he goes, Howard Eskin there. Howard, we appreciate it. All right, so that's two guests, two predictions of 12 wins for the Philadelphia Eagles.
That sounds about right. Well, I forgot what I was at. I think I was around 12 or 13. I think that's where I was
at. Yeah, you were. Yeah. You were in that range. That's well, look, Howard did hedge a little bit there. He said if they beat the Packers 12, otherwise 11. I mean, this matters a lot, this one, obviously, here on Friday night. 215-592-9494. The Eagles, the best team in the NFC as we enter the season. More than 50% of our poll today are saying, yes, the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. And, of course, along with that, we have a $50 gift card to give away to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're going to be there this Thursday, 2 days from now, September 5th, broadcasted live, 10 to 2. We love it there. Great food, great atmosphere. The NFL kicks off that night. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. All right, you can have this $50 gift card if you just guess what Hugh's talking about today. Why don't we give people a third clue here and maybe run down the first two and then give them a third.
Okay, I'm going to run down the first two for you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, the first two where I played a pro game in this city, They don't have a pro team in this city.
Okay, are your first two clues?
Yes. And the third clue, this one should give it away. This city was named after a former president.
Oh, now we're talking. All right, so that
should have gave it away right there.
You know what? That's a fun clue. All right, 215-592-9494.
Get your Googles out.
Well, no, don't. You know, you should do it without Google.
Oh,
come
on now, man.
No, I think you should. I mean, that's the way I would do it.
I mean, no, you wouldn't. You'd probably Google it a little bit.
No, well, here's the thing. Part of the reason why Hugh's Clues generates so much criticism, angst, is because in the beginning, you know what he did? Hugh gave pretty regular clues, and people Googled
them. They Google it.
So
yeah,
we had to move away from the, as Hugh would say, the Google kind of clues.
Yeah.
Make it a little more challenging. All right, 215-592-9494. Eagles' best team in the NFC. Howard there. So it's interesting. Before we go back to the phone, just quickly on what Howard told us. He does not expect the offense to move away from throwing the football down the field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if they're concerned about picking up the blitz and they're concerned about getting the ball out of Jalen's hands quickly, those two things don't work in concert. If you want the ball out quick, it's probably not deep shots down the field. If you want deep shots down the field, Jalen's got to hold the football longer for the play to develop. Hugh, that's the one thing I can't wait to see Friday. Like, I know the talent and I know what they can do,
mm-hmm.
how the whole thing looks, because if the objective is to get the ball out of Jalen's hands quick, don't take sacks, you know, combat the blitz, that strikes me as shorter passes and not throwing the ball down the field as much.
Well, I think it's the way that you get to that, Joe. I think in order to have success throwing the ball down the field, and this is the one thing that I feel the Eagles didn't do last year, was you have to set up certain things. It's like a chess match. I remember vividly playing against the Indianapolis Colts. They had everything that played off of that Edgerrin James play action. They ran it so well that you had to respect that play-action fake, that it froze everybody, and they would pull it out and throw the ball deep.
Yep.
But initially, they ran the ball, and they ran the ball extremely well. So now you put your defense in a position where you don't know what they're going to do. They had so many different plays off of that action, man, that you had to respect that action. because they ran the ball well out of that formation, and they threw the ball well out of it.
So you think the run is going to set up the deep pass?
Yes. That's what the run does, man. If you got a running back there, that say if I go into the game and I know the Eagles are going to throw the ball, so I don't commit that eighth man in the box. I don't commit that safety to the box. I play coverage because I know they're going to throw the ball. And if they're gashing me, I'm talking about big-time runs, big chunky runs, and on first and second down and sometimes on third down, and the game is progressing that way and they're scoring, I have to come out of that defense.
So it's interesting you said that. So we're going to play some of what Vic Fangio said yesterday coming up in a little bit here later this hour. Hugh, I was listening to Vic's press conference yesterday. You know what he mentioned?
What did he mention?
Exactly what you're saying, but he's talking about the Packers. He's saying that the reason the Packers are so hard to defend is they run it as well as they throw it.
Yes.
And they throw it off the play action. So you get sucked into stopping the run, and then Jordan Love just drops it over your head.
Yeah, and that's what it is, man. It's like a chess match. And going into a game, with any time, you say, okay, they run the ball well. So, you know, most times, keeping it simple, stop the run. Make them throw the ball. Make them throw the ball. But if they're still having success running the ball and you haven't stopped it, it just makes it tougher. Now it's a chess. Now you're gambling. You don't know what they're going to do because you're not in position. And the thing that helps that is if you have stout play at the line of scrimmage with your defensive linemen. If they're playing to run well and you don't have to commit that safety, then you're doing a damn good job.
All right, let me ask you guys this. So we just tackled the part Howard said he doesn't think they're going to stop throwing the ball down the field. Because I'm wondering if it's going to be more of a shorter passing game offense to start the season, especially with Becton and a new center. The other thing we asked Howard there, and he did not like this idea, was are the Eagles going to run the ball more on Friday to shorten the game? What would you rather Friday night, a lower scoring game or a shootout?
I think because of the way they're designed, it'll probably skew more shootout than a low-scoring game.
But do you think they should try to avoid that by running the ball and limiting possessions?
No, I think you should play your game. I think that you need to figure out what are your strengths. But here's the thing, the one caveat. If Saquon Barkley is gashing you running the ball, then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to run the ball.
Well, we had a caller, Kenenson and Minson, about a half hour ago, said they're going to run for 200 on Friday night.
We not have a problem with that.
Of course not. I mean, and here's the thing with that. If they run the ball really effectively, Hugh, they're keeping Jordan Love off the field. They're keeping all those receivers and that offense
up the clock.
And
you're also playing, Joe, you're playing a possession game. And that's one thing that I talked about when I talked about this team, is that in order for this team to be successful, you have to limit the amount of possession that the other team has.
Totally.
And now you put them in a position, if your defense isn't that great, you put them in a position where they don't have that many possessions.
See, that's it.
And they have to throw the football.
Yeah, Kyle,
so you make them one-dimensional.
Where do you come down on this? I know Howard said they're going to throw and there could be a shootout, and he's fine with that. I would prefer to keep the Packers' offense off the field against our defense.
Yeah, I think it's imperative that they run the ball a ton. I mean, we know what the Packers' game plan defensively is going to be with the Eagles. They're going to do the same thing that every defensive coordinator did down the stretch of last season, and that's blitz the hell out of Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can spell that a little bit by making them have to worry about Saquon Barkley. I mean, just hand it off up the gut and see if you can gash him that way. And, yeah, I mean, the one thing that really does worry me about the Packers is how good the offense is. So I think keeping them off the field for as long as possible is the best way that the Eagles are going to be able to win this.
Yeah, I think the Eagles have a better chance to win a lower scoring game. I don't want a shootout Friday. They have their same play caller back, their same quarterback. It all is running back from last year. We have new on offense. I'd rather not a shootout. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? I am not ready to say it. Not entering week one. Hugh's there already. Rob in Overbrook. Good afternoon, Rob.
What's going on, Joe?
How we doing, Rob?
Yo, I'm pretty good, except for Hugh, man. You disappoint me, man.
what I do today, Rob?
Tell
what
him,
I
Rob.
Do today?
They're not the best team in the NFC. After listening to that press conference with Nick Sirianni,
see, hold up, Rob. Don't be like Joe. Don't hold.
It's
don't
hard
hold,
not to hear
do
it.
Do not hold that against our coach because he likes the long talk. Don't do that.
No, because if there's one thing, if he's long talking, he's making sense. It's another thing if he's rambling on like a man with dementia. Come on. You know, if his dad's such a great coach, you know, let's get his dad up here to coach. I mean, you know, if his brothers are such great players, let's get them on the Eagles. You know, this guy, it's the same guy who didn't have answers last year for the last six games. That's a long game. Hugh, I can understand not having answers for a game or two, but you talk about six games, that's a long time to be befuddled.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, befuddled is a good word for it. Befuddling.
But Rob, don't be like Joe today, man. I mean, you know, I can empathize with Coach and he's his own worst. He's his own worst.
You say
enemy.
It like such a bad thing. Don't be like Joe. I'm listening to the coach talking
because
about high school.
I get high school football. They left him up there too long, Joe.
He's the
he
head
has
coach.
To be clear and concise.
He's the head coach of a professional team.
Rob was cooking too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the guy. You know, it's like, oh my God, those last six games of last year, and don't forget the first four games of his first year. Remember when he didn't run the ball, or he wouldn't run the ball the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
He only ran
it
once or twice. You know, the guy has some idiosyncrasies here, Hugh, that we need to talk about. And I don't think the guy, you know, you know what? The only way the Eagles will be good if they keep him out the way. Just get him out the way. Let him stand on the sidelines, look like that bobblehead they need to give out on game day to people, to the fans, and just let him stand there and look dumb. You know, because, you know, once this guy interjects himself into any part of the game, we're in trouble. I'm sorry. I mean, he's a Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie favorite pick because he is what he is, Hugh, and that's what he does. You know, just keep him out the way and let them control him and let the other guys, Kellen Moore, who I'm not really all that enthused about, and Vic Fangio run the team. Just like the first year when those two guys were here that ran the team.
And that worked. Yeah, that, Rob, did work.
Worked.
All right, Rob, give us a guess here. Hugh's clues, a city that Hugh played a game in professionally.
Seattle.
Seattle?
That's a good guess.
Not it, though. Rob, we appreciate it. There was never a Seattle president, though, right?
It was a Washington, though, which is where Seattle is.
That is true. Now, the city is Seattle, but it was in the state of Washington. Now, the guess actually makes more sense now that Kyle pointed that out. 215-592.
Rob was strong.
You're raising the IQ of the show.
No, Rob was strong.
Minute by minute.
I can't argue that. He came at your neck.
I mean, he came after you.
But I knew it was coming because I was sitting there talking to Joe. And the same thing that rubbed Rob the wrong way.
I'm saying it off the air.
It rubbed Joe the wrong way. But I understand. Because, like, the one thing I try not to do, I try to keep what I say clear.
I know, but you're usually anti-long talking.
I'm definitely against long talking because stuff like that happens. Like, you get to ramble it, and then you're like, oh, hell, what the hell I'm talking about? And that's kind of what happened to Coach.
As the audience nods along,
And I'm thinking in my head, what the hell am I talking about? I forgot. So let me just stop talking. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Back to the phones after break. Do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC as we are about to kick off the season? Your guess is for Hugh's clues for your calls. We still haven't got a winner yet today. The prize, a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina, Chesapeake City, Maryland. We'll be there for the show on Thursday. Plus, some audio from Vic Fangio. One thing I absolutely loved, and a couple things that I did not. We'll get to that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
back with my mind on my money.
I knew you'd do that one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, we'll get to some Phillies. What a weekend it was for them, including someone that deserves an apology from someone here in the studio. Nick Castellanos. And the latest on Bryce Harper. And I have a thought on what the Phillies should do with Harper over the next few weeks as they try to clinch the division and get him ready for the postseason. Of course, Elliot's going to join us live from Brazil. Look, Elliot's everywhere. I feel like it's like, where in the world is Elliot Shore Parks? He's posting videos all over the place.
Yeah, he's blowing up, man.
Somehow he's tweeting from Brazil, even though...
I'm worried about him.
Hopefully Elliot's all right.
Don't mess with the Brazilian government, man. I mean...
Is Elliot going to make it to Friday night? That's the real question.
Lock Elliot off.
All right, we'll talk to Elliot. Hopefully he's not behind bars by 1:30 this afternoon. But Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines here, and people have to give us a correct guess to win this prize, $50 gift card.
50!
To the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Arena. Let's hear from Vic Fangio. Yesterday he spoke. Really, I mean, every time Vic speaks, it's must listen because he's going to be honest. And he's going to give us some stuff we really could chew on. So one thing he said, Hugh, I really loved, and the other two I was not feeling great about. Let's get to the thing I loved first, and that is him speaking about Quinyon Mitchell, who seems poised to play and play a lot from day one. Here's Vic Fangio yesterday on Quinyon.
Do you see Quinyon as being a guy who's going to be on the field just about every play? Like, is he ready to handle that kind of responsibility beginning Friday?
Yes. Yes and yes.
And what has he shown to kind of make you believe that?
He's just played good. You know, he's done a good job picking up his responsibilities, done a good job playing, and he will be out there.
How long did it take before Quinyon, before you realized he could handle whatever you threw at him?
Pretty quickly, you know, because we did play him at nickel early on, and he did fine in there. I do think for him personally, it would be good to lock in at one spot. Because even though we've been very happy with his development and his learning abilities, he still is a rookie, and I do think if he can get comfortable at one spot, it would be to his benefit. But we may not be able to do that.
All right, Hugh, a couple things hit me there. Every time we've listened to Vic since he took the job.
Brutally honest.
Brutally honest and usually pretty reserved. Like, how good are you? We'll see. How good is this guy? He's not there yet. You know, have you noticed there's one player he hasn't done that with? Quinyon Mitchell. He's... Mm-hmm.
He likes what he's doing.
I think he loves him. Just the way he speaks about him from day one, he's going to play right away. Like, it seems like he's won him over very quickly early this summer.
I will say this. The one thing that happens when you become an NFL player is that you have a lot of information thrown at you in a short period of time. And coaches do that on purpose because they want to see how much you can retain and how well you can recall certain defenses. I didn't do a good job of that. I remember when my rookie year, I would have to stay after class because they would throw defenses at you that, I would be prepared for the day. Like, and that's the way I would study. I would study for the day.
Yep.
But then they would call a defense that we probably ran a couple days ago. And I'm like, oh, hell.
No, I didn't study that
I didn't study that because it was just different. And I remember Jim Vicarelli used to be like, what the hell? You know, what is this? Because I didn't pick it up. So then, you know, that's when Coach Hamilton used to have to come out and be like, hey, yo, Hugh, you need to stop learning your position. You need to learn what the defense is doing. And that's when I used to have to be at the whiteboard every day. And once I got to that point, the game slowed down. Sounds like Quinyon has been locked in since day one, and everything that they've thrown at him, he's been able to pick up. So that's good. Really good.
It's great. I mean, he's their first-round pick, and it seems like he's going to play a lot right away. He's obviously won over Vic Fangio. So that I really loved to hear yesterday. That guy was like, all right, that's great to hear. All right, but the other two things he said yesterday, two of the other things that kind of caught my attention, I'm like, this isn't as good as the Quinyon thing. He was asked yesterday about Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, Hugh. Are they ready to play a lot of snaps? Their conditioning level as we get ready for week one. Here is what he said yesterday.
Carter and Davis, how do you see their conditioning heading into week one?
We'll see. You know, they haven't been pushed like they potentially can be pushed in this game as far as the amount of plays they may have to play. So that's TBD.
We'll see on the conditioning level of Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. We know their conditioning fell off last year. They didn't play as much. You know what I'm thinking, Hugh, as I hear that?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Matt LaFleur and I'm Jordan Love, you know what I'm doing?
Trying to push and see how well-conditioned they are.
No huddle. Keep them on the field.
Yeah, and that's what usually happens, Joe. And I have no problem with that because that's a test. And Coach Fangio was being as honest as you could possibly be in a situation like that. He doesn't know. Because it's one thing to run around on there on the treadmill or whatever it is, the elliptical, and get in shape. It's a whole nother animal when you're out there playing, man. I'm telling you, that's why when I talked about Bryce Huff and, you know, him being an every down player, it's easy peasy to come out there on third down, fresh legs, and rush the passer. It's a whole different animal when you've been out there on that first and that second down.
The other thing that hits me about the conditioning aspect of this shoe is we looked it up this morning. We were diving into some geography this morning. Sao Paulo is pretty elevated. The elevation.
You're talking about the Denver aspect.
Yeah, it's not quite Denver, but it's certainly a higher elevation than, let's say, Philadelphia. I mean, for one instance. So we'll see how those two big guys handle it and how many snaps they could play coming up on Friday night. And then there's this one, because and this caught my attention. It caught Kyle's as well. I think it's going to catch yours. He was asked about Brandon Graham and the pass rush. Just listen to the response about BG, because that makes you wonder about the other pass rushers they have.
Do you have any conversations with Brandon Graham about maybe pushing him more than he went last year? I know you were happy with the way he played in preseason, but do you think he can be pushed?
Yeah, I told him to be ready to play. There's no pitch count on him, if that's what you're asking.
Your reaction, Hugh, no pitch count on the 36-year-old Brandon Graham coming off a three-sack season.
Get your mind right. Hey, listen, this is what you signed up for. This is your last hoorah. Make it a good one.
No, and that's – look, I'm happy he's still here, and it's awesome he's playing one more season, and he's very good depth to have, right?
Get your mind right.
But what does it say about the other pass rushers if BG's going to have to play a lot?
Well, BG, I would say this. I feel – and I've said this about Bryce Huff. I think he's going to be a viable option, but – BG might be out there on first, second down, and they might put Bryce out there on third down early on. Because like I said, when I first started playing, I was a pass rusher. That's all I did. And as I progressed and got more comfortable being out there, I was out there on first, second downs. And that's why I'm telling you, Joe, it's a different animal, rushing the passer.
They paid him $51 million.
Man, I'm telling
$51
you.
To
but
Bryce
I mean,
Huff.
Yeah. I mean, he has to get comfortable with that.
Comfortable? I'm trying to win a football game
on
Friday night.
I hear you, Joe, and I'm not trying to say anything to make you stressed out, but I'm just being honest with you. I'm channeling my inner Vic Fangio now. I'm keeping it a bean.
Yeah, Kyle, what's your Vic Fangio telling you as BG is not on a pitch count Friday?
You know, so when I first saw the quote, I mean, the first thing that hit me was like, oh, you know, like Brandon Graham last season,
he's
all
like,
that.
He's old. He's like, old guy.
Yeah. But then I was kind of like in my head going through the image of Vic Fangio going up to Brandon Graham, like, you better be ready to play.
The why. Why is he need him so much?
No, like, him saying that to Brandon Graham, better be ready to play at age 36 in his 15th season. I mean, my mind first went to Nolan Smith, who played very deep into that third preseason game. Did not look very good. Doesn't feel like Vic Fangio is very high on him. But then it really dawned on me that I think the one thing that Brandon Graham is still probably going to be very good at this point in his career is stopping the run. Bryce Huff, Vic Fangio has been pretty vocal about, like, we don't know if he's an every down player, which means that, you know, that they don't necessarily have that full confidence that he can be a run stuffer. So it made me question not only Nolan Smith, but the guy that we just paid $50-something million to be an every down player. And the fact that we let Hassan Reddick go, it just doesn't really speak too well to the edge rushing situation on the team right now.
It opens up the questions on what he thinks he has there.
Well, it's a tail.
Yeah,
it's definitely a tail. I don't think that it hinders you in any kind of way, because like I said, this is the beginning of this defense. Where they start out is not necessarily where they're going to end up.
Well, I agree with you. And if they were playing Carolina on Friday, I think this would
feel a little bit better.
Yeah, this would all be like, you know, whatever. It's just get warmed up and get ready for October, November. They're playing the Green Bay Packers. In some people's power rankings, this might be the most difficult game on the schedule. Now, I think Baltimore is a tough one in Baltimore, Cincinnati. But this is one of the tougher games, and it's a neutral site game. You lose the home game, as Howard has pointed out a lot. And we're running out there with Brandon Graham as you, a guy that's
It bothers you, that BG.
It's not about BG. It's about why is BG going to play so much?
He's being asked to do a lot that normally got us on his last hoorah trip. You wouldn't ask him to do a lot. But, hell, that's what he signed up for. BG is a professional athlete.
Right. How many snaps was 2004 Hugh Douglas really going to be asked to play?
2004?
That was your last year.
Oh, yeah. Not a whole lot.
But that's BG now.
Yeah, but initially, if I'm told that that's going to be my snaps, then I have to get ready for that because that's what I signed up for.
And I'm sure BG is ready. He's a pro. He'll give them what he has. It's just like, why? Why is he going to be asked to play so much? Well, because they probably don't have a lot of faith in the other guys right now. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. We are still waiting for the correct guest today for Hughes Clues. $50 gift card on the line to the Chesapeake Inn. Let's go to Keith in Philadelphia. Hey, Keith.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
Keith,
up, man?
What's up?
Not much. Huge fan, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate
you. Well, we appreciate you, Keith. What are you thinking today?
So, first point on the Eagles, I'm kind of more with Joe. I'm on the fence, but more so about the defense. I do think we probably will have the top NFC offense, so I'm confident in those guys. I think Jalen will come back and prove that, you know, he is what we think he was, you know, 2 years ago. I think, you know, we're definitely a top three team overall, but – you know, I think the defense is still what we're, you know, not really sure of. We've got to wait to see.
Yeah, because it is a necessity, Keith, not a luxury, as some people around here try to make it out to be.
It's a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
It's a luxury.
Sure. You keep saying he'll keep saying it. We won't believe it.
I'm just saying. I mean, the way that they allocated their resources in offseason, that kind of tells me everything.
Well, hold on.
But they did spend their first three
draft
picks.
Yeah, they drafted a ton of defensive players.
And last year's first rounders, this year's first rounder.
Y'all sitting here complaining about them, but they got all the bona fide players that play offense.
Yeah, for now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got to average about 40 points a game.
Yeah, no big deal. it's easy. It's easy to score that many points. Keith, all right, so what are you thinking here for you as Clues? You got a guess for us today?
Yeah, you said a city he was played in, they're not really a professional football team. I'm going to go with Dallas.
You know what?
That's creative.
Keith, that's not it, but I like that guess. Keith, call again. We appreciate it.
He wasn't really trying to win with that.
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to win, but he got a dig at the Cowboys. Can we fault him for that?
No, not at all. I respect it.
Good way to not win the prize.
Yeah, I respect it.
If you're going to lose anyway, you might as well lose and give us a good laugh. Speaking of laughing at people, Cowboy Jim is up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I'm proud of you, Hugh, and your clues today. Your answers in the past have ranged from one in a billion, one in a million, a mythical creature, to one in maybe, 30 places I could have played in?
Just
not bad,
because you can't get it right doesn't mean you have to knock the clues, Cowboy Jim.
I'm not doing that. Hey, listen, your Twitter poll, 51%. It doesn't sound too good to me. Many Eagle fans are smarter than I thought.
What have I done to deserve this?
That is funny.
Are you worried about you're worried about your game on Sunday or what?
I ain't worried about that. I'm not down in Brazil with fires and smoke and crime. I ain't worried about that.
Is your team going to lose to Deshaun Watson? I mean, you're really going to start a season?
Creepy.
I don't know. That Browns defense at home. I don't know about that, Jim.
They're kind of bonafide.
Hey, Joe, your congratulations on your Eagles pregame show.
Thank you, Jim.
Can Cowboy Jim call into the pregame show?
Not a chance. I mean, not a chance.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, two things. The Cowboys and the Eagles, look, they just need to score more points in away games. But I do see you guys not scoring very many points down in Brazil. They're going to do everything they can to get out of there and get back home. So it's going to be a low-scoring game, probably just field goals.
Just field goals with these two offenses. All right, Jim, that's enough. I mean, does anyone else just feel dumber every time Jim calls WIP?
Jim's different. I don't like him.
I like him as a person.
I don't like his cowboy.
Why? Because we know why. Because he gave you bourbon.
He gave me some good bourbon. That was
you liked that he kissed your ass, not you like him as a person.
I didn't. That kiss my ass is so strong, though.
Is that what he? Is that not what he did?
No, he's a
Cowboys fan that bought you bourbon to get in your good graces. That's the definition of kissing ass.
He didn't do it because he's a big fan of you.
Right.
He did it because he wanted you not to rip him.
He rooted against you.
I rip him.
No, you don't. He sees you as an ally on this.
Yeah. I rip Jim. See, Jim, that was unacceptable. You call it here like that. I'm do it again.
Yeah, no one bought that here. That was weak.
I mean, this is a joke,
we
quite
know
frankly.
That you have a soft spot for Cowboy Jim.
Cowboy, he all right. Yeah.
He's not all right.
He's different.
All right.
I mean, he's a Cowboys fan. So
He's a loser.
Yeah. But he knows good bourbon.
He's a fraud.
There we go. And
this
is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
You can be bought so easily.
No, it's not being bought. It's he no good bird. I'm just saying, he no good bird.
It sounds like he bought you.
I just wonder how Hugh looks himself in the mirror each night, saying defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
I mean, I've been proven right on that to a certain extent. Defense is luxury.
They finished 29th in defense, and they stunk last year.
Like, he's taking the victory lap.
Listen, because I am. Because I'm hearing, Bear Brooks, Like, I listen to Barrett every day. Barrett's starting to come around.
And he's
I hear
too.
It. And I know, Barrett, I know if you listen. I know if he's listening, he gon' he'll tell you. He heard me, and he's coming around to that. Because
no.
I hear you, Barrett. I hear you, Barrett.
Don't start brainwashing
Barrett. I even heard Ike said it a couple times, too. He's like, hey, the offense is going to have to carry this thing for a while.
But so that's just a nice validates, way of saying the defense
kind
stinks.
Of validates what I've been saying. But then, but I'm trying to tell you, it's been like this since I've been here.
All right,
you're getting so plant-based right now, man.
It's totally plant-based. Also, I have a fundamental problem with the defense thing. Okay?
What's that?
If every team that's good has a good offense, then naturally the ones with the best defense have the best chance. They all have good offenses.
Well,
the Lions have good offense. San Francisco. They're all good.
Opportunistic defense. Opportunistic. You got to be opportunistic, and you got to take advantage of the position of the situations that are presented to you. See the difference.
Are we getting a pick on set on Friday night? I need an interception.
I think so. Because you know why? They're going to have to cover forever, probably.
See the light on the pass rush. The light.
Listen, I've said from the beginning, I've been consistent. I said that this offense is going to have to carry today. I've been saying that since we've been talking about this trip to Brazil.
Yeah.
I have not changed. I have not wavered off of that. I just didn't tell you. I didn't go into detail about how I thought it was going to happen. But they're going to have to carry today. Yes.
How many points are they going to need to win on Friday?
30.
Howard's at 27. I think it's 30.
Yeah, about 30.
I think the number's 30.
30.
27 is not going to be enough. All right. 215-592-9494.
Barrett just chimed in. Offense is scoring 30 points a game. See, he knows what time it is. And he's an offensive player. That's my dog.
You guys are nuts.
That's my dog.
Your phone call's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Hatfield and some bacon. We are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. That's football season. And what's on my menu for football this season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're coming up 1 o'clock hour. We'll hit the Phillies, who had a big weekend, 3 out of 4 against the Braves. The lead up to 7, the magic number. We'll get to that coming up and what this week could be for the Phillies, including one injury thing that does have our attention here with the Phillies down the stretch season. But a great weekend for them. And, of course, the Eagles as we get set for Week 1 Friday night against the Packers. Are they the best team in the NFC? Elliot joins us live from somewhere in Brazil coming up at 1:30. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Black Gritty. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hugh, what it do? Joey Barraquin behind the glass. Let me tell you something, Hugh.
What?
The Rojas boys, we still riding out here. We still riding. Rojas,
A little bit.
Cassie back, you know what I mean? Somebody, Cassie, apology, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our whole city was lit up like it was right October. You know what I mean? I said a little bit out loud, you know what I mean? Coming back late. Showing a lot of resilience there. Showing a lot of resilience. I know Hugh was the only one trying to be positive last week. But God bless you, Hugh. But the rest of us, we needed it. We needed them to come out and do what they did. But it's football. I miss it so much. I know we love all the other sports and everything. But my goodness, I mean, Nick Sirianni's never beat allegations of high school hair. Was he talking about Friday Night Lights?
it was very Friday Night Lights.
I don't give a shit.
He's never beaten the allegations. Like, listen to that guy talk. Hurts. It just hurts. He better get these George W's racked up. Because right now, I'm thinking we're maybe the top 3 in the NFC. I don't even want to be number 1 right now. I don't want to be hunted. You know what I mean? I want people to downplay us. I want people overlooking us. I want people questioning us. I want the Green Bay Packers down there in Brazil stripping and dipping. You know what I mean? They're down there in Brazil. So Brazil is like Kentucky to Miami. I mean, they ain't seen nothing like that. Let them go out there and party. We done scared everybody in the Eagles organization. They ain't looking out the curtains out there right now. You know what I'm saying? Like New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York ain't dangerous. Brazil's okay, but stay they bust inside, and let's get these wins on Friday, and let's get it rolling. The last thing I'm going to say is, for all the men in the area, if you're listening, if you're a father, a son, a husband, it's rough for us. We got football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Be the best dad and husband you can for Tuesday and Wednesday. Because, ladies, that's all you got.
Yeah, because you're missing.
Let's go!
Yeah, you're going to be missing.
Love it, Blacker. You got a guess for us? What city? All right, he's out? No guesses. All right. He's right about that. It's about to be time for people to check out. To come Thursday, then Friday, then Sunday, then Monday, and then we do it again the next week. Yeah, that time. Yeah, that time where everyone's kind of involved. That those days are over. You got to do what you got to do now. It's time to hunker down.
Unless your significant other is a diehard football fan, then you might be able to get away with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, then you could luck out that way. But yeah. for most people, it's probably not quite that. And then you do what you got to do. Pete is up next on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes, I'm here.
And I'm here too. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Well, I'm saying the Eagles. Now, I'm a longtime Eagle fan. I actually got called down there to sign as a free agent in 1975 as a defensive back. So I'm all about the Eagles, but I'm a more of a longtime Packers fan from 1963 when I was in sixth grade. Mm. And so I follow the Packers. So really, I'd say the Eagles are the second best team. And really, here's why. Green Bay, what they did to Dallas is what they're going to start off doing. I think they're going to score 35. Green Bay secondary. You know they got Xavier McKinney from the Giants.
I wanted him here, Pete. I wanted him on the Eagles. Yeah. But yeah, your team got him.
He's familiar with the Eagles' scheme and with the receivers, and he's in there. They got rid of their whole all their safeties. They brought in all new guys. They got Bullard from Georgia. I mean, they're loaded back there now. And Xavier McKinney, he's a playmaker. And he knows the Eagles, so that's going to. I think he's going to have at least a pick.
Well, hopefully not, Pete. Hopefully not. But he's a good player.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, not for me, Eagles. Pete. Yeah, maybe for you, Pete. We appreciate the phone call. I get it. The Eagles and Packers actually kind of are mirror images of each other.
Yeah.
High-powered offenses, expensive young quarterback, offensive minds that people think are smart with
one-year wonders at the quarterback spot for the most part.
Guys that were great for 1 year. Yeah, I mean, you're right. And defenses that are young and a lot of draft picks that are trying to figure it out. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls coming up. Do we have to give you a fourth clue in the 1 o'clock hour? Do we really got to do that today? I think we do. We'll hit the fourth clue for Hugh's clues coming up. Your chances to win.
Laid back with my mind on my money.
I knew you'd do that one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, we'll get to some Phillies. What a weekend it was for them, including someone that deserves an apology from someone here in the studio. Nick Castellanos. And the latest on Bryce Harper. And I have a thought on what the Phillies should do with Harper over the next few weeks as they try to clinch the division and get him ready for the postseason. Of course, Elliot's going to join us live from Brazil. Look, Elliot's everywhere. I feel like it's like, where in the world is Elliot Shore Parks? He's posting videos all over the place.
Yeah, he's blowing up, man.
Somehow he's tweeting from Brazil, even though I'm
worried about him.
Hopefully Elliot's all right.
Who the mess with the Brazilian government, man? I mean,
is Elliot going to make it a Friday night? That's the real question.
Lock Elliot off.
All right, we'll talk to Elliot. Hopefully he's not behind bars by 1:30 this afternoon. But Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines here, and people have to give us a correct guess to win this prize, $50 gift card.
50.
To the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Arena. Let's hear from Vic Fangio. Yesterday he spoke. Really, I mean, every time Vic speaks, it's must listen because he's going to be honest, and he's going to give us some stuff we really could chew on. So one thing he said, Hugh, I really loved, and the other two I was not feeling great about. Let's get to the thing I loved first. And that is him speaking about Quinyon Mitchell, who seems poised to play and play a lot from day one. Here's Vic Fangio yesterday on Quinyon.
Do you see Quinyon as being a guy who's going to be on the field just about every play? Like, is he ready to handle that kind of responsibility beginning Friday?
Yes. Yes and yes.
And what has he shown to kind of make you believe that?
He's just played good. You know, he's done a good job picking up his responsibilities, done a good job playing, and he will be out there.
How long did it take before Quinyon, before you realized he could handle whatever you threw at him?
Pretty quickly, you know, because we did play him at nickel early on, and he did fine in there. I do think for him personally, it would be good to lock in at one spot. Because even though we've been very happy with his development and his learning abilities, he still is a rookie, and I do think if he can get comfortable at one spot, it would be to his benefit. But we may not be able to do that.
All right, Hugh, a couple things hit me there. Every time we've listened to Vic since he took the job.
Brutally honest.
Brutally honest and usually pretty reserved. Like, how good are you? We'll see. How good is this guy? He's not there yet. You know, have you noticed there's one player he hasn't done that with? Quinyon Mitchell. He's... Mm-hmm.
Because he likes what he's doing.
I think he loves him. Just the way he speaks about him from day one, he's going to play right away. Like, it seems like he's won him over very quickly early this summer.
I will say this. The one thing that happens when you become an NFL player is that you have a lot of information thrown at you in a short period of time. And coaches do that on purpose because they want to see how much you can retain and how well you can recall certain defenses. I didn't do a good job of that. I remember my rookie year, I would have to stay after class because they would throw defenses at you that, you know, you like I would be prepared for the day. Like, and that's the way I would study. I would study for the day.
Yep.
But then they would call a defense that we probably ran a couple days ago. And I'm like, oh, hell.
I didn't study that
because it was just different. And I remember Jim Vicarelli used to be like, what the hell? You know, what is this? Because I didn't pick it up. So then, you know, that's when Coach Hamilton used to have to come out and be like, hey, yo, Hugh, you need to stop learning your position. You need to learn what the defense is doing. And that's when I used to have to be at the whiteboard every day. And once I got to that point, the game slowed down. Sounds like Quinyon has been locked in since day one, and everything that they've thrown at him, he's been able to pick up. So that's good. That's really good.
It's great. I mean, he's their first-round pick, and it seems like he's going to play a lot right away. He's obviously won over Vic Fangio. So that I really loved to hear yesterday. That guy was like, all right, that's great to hear. All right, but the other two things he said yesterday, two of the other things that kind of caught my attention, I'm like, this isn't as good as the Quinyon thing. He was asked yesterday about Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, Hugh. Are they ready to play a lot of snaps? Their conditioning level as we get ready for week one. Here is what he said yesterday.
Carter and Davis, how do you see their conditioning heading into week one?
We'll see. You know, they haven't been pushed like they potentially can be pushed in this game as far as the amount of plays they may have to play. So that's TBD.
We'll see on the conditioning level of Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. We know their conditioning fell off last year. They didn't play as much. You know what I'm thinking, Hugh, as I hear that?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Matt LaFleur and I'm Jordan Love, you know what I'm doing? I'm
trying to push and see how well-conditioned they are.
No huddle. Keep them on the field.
Yeah, and that's what usually happens, Joe. And I have no problem with that because that's the test. And Coach Fangio was being as honest as you could possibly be in a situation like that. He doesn't know. Because it's one thing to run around on there on the treadmill or whatever it is, the elliptical, and get in shape. It's a whole nother animal when you're out there playing, man. I'm telling you, that's why when I talked about Bryce Huff and, you know, him being an every down player, it's easy peasy to come out there on third down, fresh legs, and rush the passer. It's a whole different animal when you've been out there on that first and that second down.
The other thing that hits me about the conditioning aspect of this issue is we looked it up this morning. We were diving into some geography this morning. Sao Paulo is pretty elevated. The elevation.
You're talking about the Denver aspect.
Yeah, it's not quite Denver, but it's certainly a higher elevation than, let's say, Philadelphia. I mean, for one instance. So we'll see how those two big guys handle it and how many snaps they could play coming up on Friday night. And then there's this one, because and this caught my attention. It caught Kyle's as well. I think it's going to catch yours. He was asked about Brandon Graham and the pass rush. Just listen to the response to BG, because that makes you wonder about the other pass rushers they have.
Do you have any conversations with Brandon Graham about maybe pushing him more than he went last year? I know you were happy with the way he played in preseason, but do you think he can be pushed?
Yeah, I told him to be ready to play. There's no pitch count on him, if that's what you're asking.
Your reaction, Hugh, no pitch count on the 36-year-old Brandon Graham coming off a 3-sack season.
Get your mind right. Hey, listen, this is what you signed up for. This is your last hoorah. Make it a good one.
No, and that's, look, I'm happy he's still here, and it's awesome he's playing one more season, and he's very good depth to have, right?
Get your mind right.
But what does it say about the other pass rushers if BG's going to have to play a lot?
Well, BG, I would say this. I feel, and I've said this about Bryce Huff, I think he's going to be a viable option, but BG might be out there on first, second down, and they might put Bryce out there on third down early on. Because like I said, when I first started playing, I was a pass rusher. That's all I did. And as I progressed and got more comfortable being out there, I was out there on first, second downs. And that's why I'm telling you, Joe, it's a different animal, rushing the passer.
They paid him $51 million.
Man, I'm telling
$51
you.
To Bryce Huff.
I mean, he has to get comfortable with that.
Comfortable? I'm trying to win a football game on Friday night.
I hear you, Joe, and I'm not trying to say anything to make you stressed out, but I'm just being honest with you. I'm channeling my inner Vic Fangio now. I'm keeping it a bean.
Yeah, Kyle, what's your Vic Fangio telling you as BG is not on a pitch count Friday?
You know, so when I first saw the quote, I mean, the first thing that hit me was like, oh, you know, like Brandon Graham last season,
he's
all
like,
that.
He's old. He's like, an old guy.
But then I was kind of like in my head going through the image of Vic Fangio going up to Brandon Graham, like, you better be ready to play.
The why. Why is he need him so much?
No, like, him saying that to Brandon Graham, better be ready to play at age 36 in his 15th season. I mean, my mind first went to Nolan Smith, who played very deep into that third preseason game. Did not look very good. Doesn't feel like Vic Fangio is very high on him. But then it really dawned on me that I think the one thing that Brandon Graham is still probably going to be very good at this point in his career is stopping the run. Bryce Huff, Vic Fangio has been pretty vocal about, like, we don't know if he's an every down player, which means that, you know, that they don't necessarily have that full confidence that he can be a run stuffer. So it made me question not only Nolan Smith, but the guy that we just paid $50-something million to be an every down player. And the fact that we let Hassan Reddick go, it just doesn't really speak too well to the edge rushing situation on the team right now.
It opens up the questions on what he thinks he has.
Well,
there.
It's a tell.
Yeah,
it's definitely a tell. I don't think that it hinders you in any kind of way, because like I said, this is the beginning of this defense. Where they start out is not necessarily where they're going to end up.
Well, I agree with you. And if they were playing Carolina on Friday, I think this would
feel a little bit better.
Yeah, this would all be like, you know, whatever. It's just get warmed up and get ready for October, November. They're playing the Green Bay Packers. In some people's power rankings, this might be the most difficult game on the schedule. A game, now I think Baltimore is a tough one in Baltimore, Cincinnati, but this is one of the tougher games, and it's a neutral site game. You lose the home game, as Howard has pointed out a lot. And we're running out there with Brandon Graham as you, a guy that's
It bothers you that BG.
It's not about BG. It's about is BG going to play so much?
He's being asked to do a lot that normally got us on his last hoorah trip. You wouldn't ask him to do a lot. But hell, that's what he signed up for. BG is a professional athlete.
Right. How many snaps was 2004 Hugh Douglas really going to be asked to play?
2004?
That was your last year.
Oh, yeah. Not a whole lot.
But that's BG now.
Yeah, but initially, if I'm told that that's going to be my snaps, then I have to get ready for that because that's what I signed up for.
And I'm sure BG is ready. He's a pro. He'll give them what he has. It's just like, why? Why is he going to be asked to play so much? Well, because they probably don't have a lot of faith in the other guys right now. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. We are still waiting for the correct guest today for Hughes Clues. $50 gift card on the line to the Chesapeake Inn. Let's go to Keith in Philadelphia. Hey, Keith.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
Keith,
up, man?
What's up?
Not much. Huge fan, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you, Keith. What are you thinking today?
So, first point on the Eagles. I'm kind of more with Joe. I'm on the fence, but more so about the defense. I do think we probably will have the top NFC offense, so I'm confident in those guys. I think Jalen will come back and prove that, you know, he is what we think he was, you know, 2 years ago. I think, you know, we're definitely a top three team overall, but, you know, I think the defense is still what we're, you know, not really sure of. We've got to wait to see.
Yeah, because it is a necessity, Keith, not a luxury, as some people around here try to make it out to be.
It's a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
It's a luxury.
Sure. You keep saying he'll keep saying it. We won't believe
it. I'm just saying. I mean, the way that they allocated their resources in offseason, that kind of tells me everything.
Well, hold on.
But they did spend their first two,
yeah,
three
drafted
draft picks.
A ton of defensive players.
Last year's first rounders, this year's first rounders.
Y'all sitting here complaining about them, but they got all the bona fide players that play offense.
Yeah, for now.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got to average about 40 points a game.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, no, it's easy. It's easy to score that many points. Keith, all right, so what are you thinking here for Hughes Clues? You got a guess for us today?
Yeah, you said a city Hughes played in, they're not really a professional football team. I'm going to go with Dallas.
You know what?
That's creative.
Keith, that's not it, but I like that guess. Keith, call again. We appreciate it.
He wasn't really trying to win with that.
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to win, but he got a dig at the Cowboys. Can we fault him for that?
No, not at all.
That's a good way to not win the prize.
Yeah, I respect it.
If you're going to lose anyway, you might as well lose and give us a good laugh. Speaking of laughing at people, Cowboy Jim is up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I'm proud of you, Hugh, and your clues today. Your answers in the past have ranged from one in a billion, one in a million, a mythical creature, to one in maybe, 30 places I could have played in?
Just
bad,
because you can't get it right doesn't mean you have to knock the clues, Cowboy Jim.
I'm not doing that. Hey, listen, your Twitter poll, 51%. It doesn't sound too good to me. Many Eagle fans are smarter than I thought.
What have I done to deserve this?
That is funny.
Are you worried about you're worried about your game on Sunday or what?
I ain't worried about that. I'm not down in Brazil with fires and smoke and crime. I ain't worried about that.
Is your team going to lose to Deshaun Watson? I mean, you're really going to start a season?
Creepy.
I don't know. That Browns defense at home. I don't know about that, Jim.
They're kind of bonafide.
Hey, Joe, congratulations on your Eagles pregame show.
Thank you, Jim.
Can Cowboy Jim call into the pregame show?
Not a chance. I mean, not a chance.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, two things. The Cowboys and the Eagles, look, they just need to score more points in away games. But I do see you guys not scoring very many points down in Brazil. They're going to do everything they can to get out of there and get back home. So it's going to be a low-scoring game, probably just field goals.
Just field goals with these two offenses. All right, Jim, that's enough. I mean, does anyone else just feel dumber every time Jim calls WIP?
Jim's different. I don't like him.
I like him as a person.
I don't like his cowboy.
Why? Because he gave you bourbon.
He gave me some good bourbon. That was
you liked that he kissed your ass, not you like him as a person.
I didn't. That kiss my ass is so strong though. Strong.
Is that not what he did?
No, he gave
He's a Cowboys fan that bought you bourbon to get in your good graces. That's the definition of kissing ass.
He didn't do it really because he's a big fan of you.
Right.
He did it because he wanted you not to rip him.
He rooted against you.
I rip him.
No, you don't. He sees you as an ally on this stage.
I rip Jim. See, Jim, that was unacceptable. You call it here like that. I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, no one bought that here. That was weak.
And then this is a joke,
we
quite
know
frankly.
That you have a soft spot for Cowboy Jim.
Cowboy, he all right.
He's not all right.
He's different.
All right.
I mean, he's a Cowboys fan. So
he's a loser.
Yeah. But he knows good bourbon.
He's a fraud.
There we go. And
this guy
is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
You can be bought so easily.
No, it's not being bought. It's just... He no good bird. I'm just saying, he no good bird.
It sounds like he bought you.
I just wonder how Hugh looks himself in the mirror each night, saying defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
I mean, I've been proven right on that to a certain extent. Defense is luxury.
They finished 29th in defense, and they stunk last year.
Lights already taking the victory lap.
Listen, because I am. Because I'm hearing, like, Bear Brooks. I listen to Barrett every day. Barrett's starting to come around.
And he's
I hear
too.
It. And I know, Barrett, I know if you listen. I know if he's listening. He'll tell you he heard me and he's coming around to that
because no.
I hear you Bear
don't start brainwashing
talking. I even heard Ike said it a couple times too. He's like, hey, the offense is going to have to carry this thing for a while.
But so that's just a nice validates, way of saying the defense
kind of validates what I've been saying. But but I'm trying to tell you, it's been like this since I've been here.
All right.
You're getting so plant-based right now, man.
It's totally plant-based. Also, I have a fundamental problem with the defense thing.
Okay? What's that?
If every team that's good has a good offense, then naturally the ones with the best defense have the best chance. They all have good offenses.
Well,
the Lions have good offense. San Francisco. They're all good.
Opportunistic defense. Opportunistic. You got to be opportunistic, and you got to take advantage of the position of the situations that are presented to you.
Are we getting a pick on set on Friday night? I need an interception.
I think so. Because you know why? They're going to have to cover forever, probably.
See the light on the pass rush. Now he sees the light.
Listen, I've said from the beginning, I've been consistent. I said that this offense is going to have to carry today. I've been saying that since we've been talking about this trip to Brazil.
Yeah.
I have not changed. I have not wavered off of that. I just didn't tell you. I didn't go into detail about how I thought it was going to happen. But they're going to have to carry today. Yes.
How many points are they going to need to win on Friday?
30.
Howard said 27. I think it's 30.
Yeah, about 30.
I think the number's 30.
30.
27 is not going to be enough. All right. 215-592-9494.
Lee Bear just chimed in. Offense is scoring 30 points a game. See, he knows what time it is. And he's an offensive player. That's my dog.
You guys are nuts.
That's my dog.
Your phone call's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Hatfield and some bacon. We are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. That's football season. And what's on my menu for football this season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're the tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, 1 o'clock hour, we'll hit the Phillies, who had a big weekend, 3 out of 4 against the Braves. The lead up to 7, the magic number. We'll get to that coming up and what this week could be for the Phillies, including one injury thing that does have our attention here with the Phillies down the stretch season. But a great weekend for them. And, of course, the Eagles as we get set for Week 1 Friday night against the Packers. Are they the best team in the NFC? Elliot joins us live from somewhere in Brazil coming up at 1:30. Black Gritty is up on WIP.
Black Gritty.
Hey, Black Gritty.
Hugh, what it do? Joey Barraquinta behind the glass. Let me tell you something, Hugh.
What?
The Rojas boys, we still riding out here. We still riding. Rojas,
A little bit.
Cassie back, you know what I mean? Somebody, Cassie, apology, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
about to do that.
Our whole city was lit up like it was right October. Yeah, I mean, I said a little bit out loud, you know what I mean? Coming back late. Showing a lot of resilience there. I know Hugh was the only one trying to be positive last week. God bless you, Hugh, but the rest of us, we needed it. We needed them to come out and do what they did. But it's football. I miss it so much. I know we love all the other sports and everything, but my goodness. I mean, Nick Sirianni's never beat allegations of high school Harry. Was he talking about Friday Night Lights?
it was very Friday Night Lights.
I don't give a shit.
He's never beaten the allegations. Like, listen to that guy talk hurts. It just hurts. He better get these George W's racked up. Because right now, I'm thinking we're maybe the top 3 in the NFC. I don't even want to be number 1 right now. I don't want to be hunted. You know what I mean? I want people to downplay us. I want people overlooking us. I want people questioning us. I want the Green Bay Packers down there in Brazil stripping and dipping. You know what I mean? They're down there in Brazil. So Brazil is like Kentucky to Miami. I mean, they ain't seen nothing like that. Let them go out there and party. We done scared everybody in the Eagles organization. They ain't looking out the curtains out there right now. You know what I'm saying? Like New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York ain't dangerous. Brazil's okay, but stay they bust inside, and let's get these wins on Friday, and let's get it rolling. The last thing I'm going to say is for all the men in the area, if you're listening, if you're a father, a son, a husband, it's rough for us. We got football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Be the best dad and husband you can for Tuesday and Wednesday. Because, ladies, that's all you got.
Yeah, because you're missing.
Let's go!
Yeah. You're going to be missing.
Love it, Blacker. You got a guess for us? What city? All right, he's out. No guesses. All right. He's right about that. It's about to be time for people to check out. To come Thursday, then Friday, then Sunday, then Monday, and then we do it again the next week. Yeah, that time. Yeah, that time where everyone's kind of involved. That those days are over. You got to do what you got to do now. It's time to hunker down.
Unless your significant other is a diehard football fan, then you might be able to get away with
that.
Yeah,
then you could luck out that way. But yeah. for most people, it's probably not quite that. And then you gotta do what you got to do. Pete is up next on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes, I'm here.
And I'm here too. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Well, I'm saying the Eagles. Yeah, I'm a longtime Eagle fan. I actually got called down here to sign as a free agent in 1975 as a defensive back. So I'm all about the Eagles, but I'm a more of a longtime Packers fan from 1963 when I was in sixth grade. Mm. And so I follow the Packers. So really, I'd say the Eagles are the second best team. And really, here's why. Green Bay, what they did to Dallas is what they're going to start off doing. I think they're going to score 35. Green Bay secondary. You know they got Xavier McKinney from the Giants.
I wanted him here, Pete. I wanted him on the Eagles. Yeah. But yeah, your team got him.
He's familiar with the Eagles' scheme and with the receivers, and he's in there. They got rid of their whole all their safeties. They brought in all new guys. They got Bullard from Georgia. I mean, they're loaded back there now. And Xavier McKinney, he's a playmaker, and he knows the Eagles. So that's going to. I think he's going to have at least a pick.
Well, hopefully not, Pete. Hopefully not. But he's a good player.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, not for me, Pete. Maybe for you, Pete. We appreciate the phone call. I get it. The Eagles and Packers actually kind of mirror images of each other.
Yeah.
High-powered offenses, expensive young quarterback, offensive minds that people think are smart. With
one-year wonders at the quarterback spot for the most part.
Guys that were great for 1 year. Yeah, I mean, you're right. And defenses that are young and a lot of draft picks that are trying to figure it out. 215-592-9049 for your phone calls coming up. Do we have to give you a fourth clue in the 1 o'clock hour? Do we really got to do that today? I think we do. We'll hit the fourth clue for Hughes Clues coming up. Your chances to win.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.